Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Daughter of the Stars by Phyllis A. Whitney. For Georgia, my daughter, my best friend, always my first editor. Through the gloom of the night, Sunday, October 16, 1859, a small band of men tramped silently behind a horse-drawn wagon down a winding Maryland road leading to Harper's Ferry, Virginia. From the shoulder of each man hung loosely a Sharp's rifle, hidden by long gray shawls that protected the ghostly figures against the chilling air of approaching winter. A slight drizzle of rain veiled the towering Blue Ridge Mountains with an eerie mist. Not a sound broke the stillness, save the tramping feet and the creaking wagon. From John Brown's Raid, based on National Park Service reports by William C. Everhart and Arthur L. Sullivan. Forward. Before I finish work on a current novel, I'm alert for the setting and opening situation for my next book. However, with my novel Starflight winding toward its climactic scene, I had no idea where to turn next. These days I limit myself to settings that are not too far away from where I live, so I don't have the whole country to choose from. By chance, Madeline Delgado, a friend of my daughter, suggested Harper's Ferry, which is only a 2-hour drive away. I wasn't especially interested. To me, Harper's Ferry was only a dot on a map made famous by John Brown, and his story had already been told many times. But Madeline's enthusiasm for the beauty of the place, apparently shared by Thomas Jefferson, caught my attention. So we set up the trip, and my daughter drove me north through the Shenandoah Valley. The redbuds and dogwood were in bright bloom, although they had already had their day in Charlottesville. The anticipation of a new adventure was strong, and I wasn't disappointed. Before I had spent an hour in Harper's Ferry, I knew how much I had to learn about John Brown, and how exciting the details of his story are in the place where it all happened. I explored the small area, unlike any setting I had written about, and came home with armloads of books, maps, and pictures. I still had no idea where any of this was going to take me, but then something happened that has never happened to me before. I dreamed the opening for Daughter of the Stars. The details were vivid, and the dream stayed with me. I had no idea what the strange scene in the dream meant, but I knew it would be central to my story. I've written this into my opening paragraphs under the heading of history. The novel takes place more than 100 years later.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?